amongst all of the various noises. So do you reckon you can remember that story? Are you listening carefully? Who was it who made a basket to put Moses into? His mum. Very well done. And who hid him in the river? Yeah, and his sister as well. And then she watched over the baby, didn't she? But who found the baby? Can you remember who found the baby? God. That's always the answer, isn't it, really? When the vicar asks you a question, the answer's nearly always God, isn't it? Can you remember? It was Pharaoh's daughter. Like, she was like the princess. And she found the baby in the reeds there and took him home and looked after him. So I don't know how many different kinds of mothers you kind of see in that story. There was Moses' sort of real mother, his actual mother, who gave birth to him, and she loved him very much, and she did everything that she could to keep him safe. She was even brave enough to trust God with him when she knew that actually Moses wasn't safe with her. But then there was his sister as well, and she kind of behaved a bit like a mother in that she really looked out for and really cared for Moses. She watched over him. And she made a very brave choice, really, going up to the Pharaoh's daughter to make sure that he was safe. And then there was Pharaoh's daughter, the princess. She adopted Moses, didn't she? And became a mother to him, another mother, and loved him dearly. They all behaved kind of like mothers to Moses because they all watched over him, made some brave choices to care for him. And God had a very special plan for Moses' life. As he grew up, God was going to use him to lead his people out of Egypt and to a new land that God was going to show them. And so God was really depending on these three women to keep Moses safe and help him to grow up to be a man that God could really use. I don't know if any of the children know, do you know why we have Mothering Sunday? Anybody know why we have Mothering Sunday? It's not just to say thank you to our mums, although that's always a good thing to do, but a long while ago, it might have been the only day or a very rare day off that people would get. And so they would take the chance to go back to where they grew up and visit their mother church, the community that had raised them and looked after them as they were growing up. And so our story of Moses, I think, is really good in that sense because it helps us to remember that we have our actual mothers, but we also have lots of other people who over the years have helped us, looked after us, taught us, all those sort of things that are really important, given us our values for life and things like that. And on Mothering Sunday, yes, we can give thanks to God for our mums and those others who have helped us, shown us their love, taken care of us, and done all that they could to protect us and watch over us. It's also quite an important reminder for us grown-ups, isn't it, that whether we are mothers or not, whether we're parents or not, we all have an important role in helping our children and young people to become the people that God wants them to be. I think God, wants us to be the best version of ourselves that we can be. And sometimes, he can see that things in us that we sometimes can't see in ourselves, and sometimes it takes other people to draw those things out of us and help us to become the people he wants us to be, just like Moses. There's that saying, isn't there, that it takes a village to raise a child, and perhaps in our kind of rather disjointed sort of society that we have today, church is one of those places, one of those metaphorical villages that can help to sort of raise a young generation up and help to give them those values and that vision that God might have for them and their life. So that's really exciting, and it's a huge honour and a privilege. And it is all something that we do need God's help to do. So let's just bow our heads for a moment and pray. Heavenly Father, you call each one of us to be part of that village that raises our children, that helps them to learn your ways, to learn how much you love them, to learn what you want for their future. And so help all of us, like those mother figures that we saw in Moses' life, help all of us to play our part to do that. And we pray for your strength and your help to do that, your guidance, your patience, your wisdom. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.